بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. My beloved brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters at home, just 5 minutes inshallah. These are occasions and opportunities to learn the deen and to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Ramadan, we're not going to take this chance and opportunity, then the whole year also will go past and we will still won't gain from the treasures of knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in the Quran, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nonetheless, in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has been mentioned that this ummah has been given 5 favors pertaining to fasting that no other ummah was given before. So we can see how fortunate you and I are, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has given us 5 favors that no other nations of the past ever had these favors. The first one, the odor that emanates from the fasting person's mouth is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the fragrance of musk. We know musk has a beautiful fragrance. Generally when a person is fasting, you find sometimes that an odor emanates from his mouth. Some person might feel it offensive. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us, Rasulullah says that Allah appreciates so much the fasting of the person because he has abandoned all his food, drink and all his pleasures for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu loves the fasting person's odor that emanates from his mouth more than the fragrance of musk. The second one is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the fish in the sea, in the ocean, not one or two, billions and trillions of fish actually make dua in maghfirat for the fasting person. Number 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares our jannah, the fasting person jannah, a garden, is prepared for him every single day in the month of Ramadan. Allah decorates it, Allah adorns it, Allah makes it look beautiful. Allah addresses the garden and Allah says that soon my banda is going to come to you. So you must be prepared to accept my banda. So Allah adorns this garden for the person, fasting person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chained all the shayateen. So because we are so accustomed of with committing sins throughout the year, it happens that sometime even in the month of Ramadan, we slip, we err, we blunder. Of course, make tawbah istighfar immediately. But otherwise the shayateen are chained. Ulama say that what is meant here is the big shayateen are chained and not the small ones. Others say, no, all the shayateen are chained. But because we're so prone to and habit, we are accustomed to making gunas, so sometimes you find that even during the month of Ramadan, a person slips and he makes a sin. But for this, we make tawbah istighfar immediately. And the fifth one is, on the last night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all the people who are fasting. So, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them abundant reward. His sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah, is it Laylatul Qadr night? He says, no. When a person works in this world, a laborer, he works for an entire month, for 30 days, 29 or 30 days, in the end he gets his salary, his wage. This is over and above Laylatul Qadr night. The night of Qadr has great merits and rewards. But over and above that, a fasting person, on the end of Ramadan, Allah forgives all his sins. Allah give us tawfiq hidayah to understand make amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.